1 Corinthians 15. We are thankful to be here this morning, and this entire service has been a blessing to my heart already. The Sunday school lessons have just been, seemed like a cut above, in my opinion. They've been really, really good. And just appreciate that. Appreciate the teachers that's doing the teaching. Thought about the songs, Heaven's Gonna Shine, Heaven's Jubilee. There's a part in one of those verses that talked about in the twinkling of an eye, change with Him will be. You know, and then even the statement Brother Chris made about things being temporal. When we all get to heaven, if you think about the songs that were sung, I believe every one of them was about our future. It's about going on to be with the Lord. And what a day that will be. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 50. Now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, neither doth corruption inherit incorruption. Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. I think that's something we need to remind ourselves every day. The labor that we do now is not in vain, because it all points to that glad reunion day. It all points to when we all get to heaven. And so this morning, it's my hope and my prayer that everybody here, we get to go to heaven together. But it may be that somebody's here and you don't know the Lord, or that you, I hate to even say it that way, because if you've been to church, you know something about the Lord. And you may think, well, I know the Lord because I know who He is. I know that's who we preach about. I know that's what we sing about. But as far as personal, have you trusted Jesus as your Savior? It makes all the difference in the world. So, as we read this passage, what a glimpse we do get into this rapture event. Not long ago, I preached about the word harpazo and how that we're going to be harpazo. That's the Greek term of being called away or called up with the Lord. We don't find the word rapture in Scripture, but it's certainly implied in that there's going to be an event that takes place. Everything's going to change. And so, whenever we are called up to be with the Lord, He says that we're going to be changed, that we're going to put on new bodies, not going to have to try on, see which one fits. God's got us one that is just right, and it's going to be an immortal body that we'll never have to worry about death again. Putting on immortality. I mean, that sounds like, you know, some science fiction movie that they come out with about immortal, you know, some superhero type thing. But it's Scripture. We are going to put on immortality. We will live forever. That in itself, just to stop and reflect on that, Brother Mike, it's just, I mean, how can you think on that? You can try, and at the end of the day, you just about blow a fuse thinking about eternity and, you know, thinking about how we will live forever and forever. And it's not going to be like we live now, because, you know, to think in this world about living forever, we equate that with, my goodness, man born of a woman, a few days and full of trouble. To be living forever, you know, we almost want to think and bring that trouble along with us. And, you know, well, maybe I don't want to live forever, but we are. We're going to live forever. And even though the Lord took 6 days to complete the task of the earth we live in and all that we see and know, even ourselves, He's spent over 2,000 years preparing us a place to go. So he's going to wow us, I believe, every day for all of eternity. And I know that's not an accurate term even saying that, but just so that we can understand, every day for eternity. But all our days without end, the Lord is going to wow us with who he is, how great he is. And so we're going to put on immortality, the thought of death being swallowed up in victory. Death is a cruel thing. It's a heartbreaking thing to give up our loved ones, to have to spend days without them or weeks without them or even years without them. It is a cruel thing. As far as the way we look at it, it is something that hurts us and it touches us like nothing else possibly can. But the Lord lets us know here that that's going to change. Death is going to be swallowed up in victory. The Lord already took the sting of death away. You know, I've used the illustration before about the bee getting into the car with a little girl, and the girl screaming and hollering, and daddy just reaches up and grabs that bee, and the bee stings him, and he lets go. And she begins to scream and holler again. He said, "Don't worry, that can't hurt you anymore. Here's the stinger." He took the sting away. Death can make a lot of noise, and it can, bother us because of the noise it makes, but Jesus took the sting of death away. And so we don't have to fear even death like those that do not know the Lord. Death will be one day swallowed up in victory that we will never even have to think about it anymore. The child of God has a day coming unlike any other day we've ever experienced throughout the history of mankind. And so this morning I want to deal with the thought in a moment. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye. In a moment. Oh, I have some special moments in this life. We can get real attached, can't we? We talked a little bit about living in this world and yet not being part of this world or not getting attached to it. But there's some things in living here that we can get attached to. And there's some moments that I have in life that very much it has my heart and will have my heart for now into eternity. Now until at least the Lord comes back and receives us to be with Him. The moment I got saved, very, very special moment that I realized I was lost. The fear of hell got hold upon me. Sorrows of death compassed me about it. It was a terrible thing to realize I was lost, but then trusting Jesus and that just being gone. To never have to worry about being lost again, that's the greatest moment of my life. I've had many other moments. And, the moment I drove my car with a license, that was a moment. It may not have been that special. It seemed like it's not as special to kids today to get their license. Some of them wait till they're in their 20s before they even think about getting their license. But me, I was 15. I'm ready to drive. And I got those licenses, and I watched Mama and Daddy in my rearview mirror. That was a moment that I will never forget. It was something special about that. There was a freedom that come along with that. Maybe I took a little too much advantage of, but it was still a moment nonetheless that I will never forget. I thought about the moment I saw my bride walk down the aisle. I'll never have a moment like that again. That was a special moment. And I'm not just trying to be sappy or anything. I'm just throwing out some of mine. Look, there's some personal moments that we've had together that I'm not going to stand here and tell you about. But it's, special to me. Those small things, little moments, that just, I don't know, they have a way of etching themselves into our hearts. And it's there. Those memories are there and they're special to us. The moment I held my newborns. Three kids, this is a special moment. We've also had three that she miscarried. And those were some special moments too, in a different way, in a heart-wrenching type of way. Certainly were, but they were still special nonetheless. The three that we have to take and hold those kids. Brother Freddie, when I held McClay for the first time, it's like holding something that's made out of glass. Fragile, and I tried to wait until I had my first kid to hold a kid. But some of you mamas are relentless. Oh, I had one of them. And she come and she threw her baby in my arms. I'm like, scared me to death. But she was the second baby I ever held. And it's like holding glass. I'm going to break her. And then Branson comes along. And it was totally different with him. I think got some experience behind me. And so now, you know, to take him, and I remember holding him, the special moment I had with him, holding his head in my hand and his legs kind of hanging over my arm like this, and arm just hanging down. He just died. And just holding him just like this. That was an amazing moment to me. Just one of those, and I did Brody the same way, and again, the same feeling was there. And I'm not just preaching feelings. I hope you understand that this morning, but I want to get on our heart. These were moments that seared a place in my memory. Moments that you cannot go back and re-experience. That they come and they've gone. You can't really recreate them. You might have a similar moment somewhere else in life, but you can't really recreate those moments. Oh, there's also been some moments I've missed. Some that if I could, I would go back and fix that. Some moments that I wished I'd have took more time to enjoy. Moments I missed altogether, and I hate I missed those. But there is no getting them back. You can't go back and say, well, I missed that moment. I want to go back and get that moment. Also, the Bible says life is but a vapor. So if you think about it in terms of the time that God gave us, that means that life is but a moment. Even our life is but a moment. You talk to somebody that's 70 years old and they're about to pass on, they'll tell you life is short. You may not believe it now, but you'll believe it soon, because life is but a moment. It's a vapor. It's here today and it's gone tomorrow. So the Lord speaks of a moment that is as the twinkling of an eye. So if you blink, you're going to miss it. It's going to be quick. It's going to be very, very swift. And it's a moment that we have to be prepared for now, so that we don't miss that particular moment. And so, at this moment, the only thing that's going to matter is, have you trusted Jesus? That's it. Whenever the trumpet sounds, whenever the Lord gives the okay, whenever Jesus comes back to claim His, I'm asking you this morning, have you trusted Jesus? Because this is a moment you will never, ever be able to go back and reclaim. It's a moment that you will never forget. If you get left behind, it'll be seared in your memory for eternity. You will never forget it. Even though that it might be that you will regret it for all of eternity, that you missed being with the Lord. You missed going up in rapture. You missed this great moment that everything we know, everything from creation until the Lord takes this world and it's nothing but a fervent heat and the elements melt and all of that, from point A all the way to the end, everything centers around this moment. The Lord is coming back, and whenever He does, you better be ready. So this morning, are you saved? Are you going up with the Lord? This church is going up. We sing about flying away. One day we're going to prove it. It's by faith that I sing it now. But whenever we go up, I'm going to know firsthand by experience. I'm going. This church is going. Maybe not everybody in this building. If you're lost, you would be left behind if this moment happened right now. Oh, but I hope that's not the case. I hope everybody here gets saved. See, I'm going to fly away. I'm heading to that heavenly home. Faith will become sight. This morning, I know the thought that's on my heart is very simple, but you don't want to miss this. You just don't want to miss this. As good as those moments that I've had that I mentioned and some that maybe I didn't mention, as good as those moments were, nothing's going to be like this. There's never going to be a time like this. And I want not just me, my family, my loved ones, the churches where I pastor, everybody that I know, I want everybody to go up, be with the Lord. The Lord speaks at that moment, though, being the twinkling of an eye. It's here and it's gone. You want to go up and be with the Lord. You don't want to be left behind. You don't want to be left here trying to make sense out of a world. You hear people talking about how bad the world is getting, how corrupt the world is getting. It's because people are leaving the Lord in the rearview mirror. It's because the world is turning away from the Lord, and what people used to look to God for hope, and we used to look to God for leadership and for guidance, but now the world is turning away from that, and it's all about self and what I can do and how good I am and how the world needs me, and it's just a different attitude. Can you imagine trying to figure out this world when all of God's people are gone? I can't imagine trying to figure it out, trying to put all that together, trying to figure out, well, what do I do from now? What options do I have? What do I do? How can I do it? And I'm afraid as you would have those questions, you're going to find that the Holy Spirit does not deal with people like He does now. You're going to find that there's God's people are gone. There's nobody to talk to about this matter. Hopeless. It would feel hopeless. You don't want to miss this moment. The moment that's going to change everything. The world will turn and then be under the wrath of God. Can you imagine that? This world is never, the world as a whole has never just been completely under the wrath of God. Go back to the day of the flood, I guess you'd say that would be, you know, God's wrath being poured out. And yet there was salvation at that moment. But we're talking about now, when the Lord takes everyone that's saved to be with Him. I'm asking you this morning, are you ready for this important moment in time? If it were to take place right now, are you going to be with the Lord? You know, what a moment when the Lord came into this world, born in a manger. You know, if I'd have made plans for the Lord's coming into this world, I'd have had Him born in a palace somewhere. Rich family, somebody's going to take care of Him. God sent him to be born to a couple that couldn't even afford a sacrifice. They had to get some turtle doves to go and offer for sacrifice. He sent him to be born in a manger. Wasn't a crowd to welcome him here. Just some animals, a few shepherds. Come along. What a moment whenever Jesus walked up on the scene with John the Baptist and he was baptized. Spirit of God descended like a dove and lit upon him, and a voice from heaven said, "This is my beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased." That had been a great moment. Oh, thinking about him feeding the 5,000, or Lazarus come forth and all of a sudden a dead man jumps up. I bet that scared people to death. Can you imagine that? I mean, what are you expecting? The man's been dead. By now he stinketh. He's been there 4 days. And all of a sudden, this man in grave clothes comes bouncing out of the tomb. Can you imagine what that moment must have been like? That's one of them. I'd love to have been there for that. Might have had a heart attack, but I'd love to have been there just to see that. I mean, you read your Bible. There's so many precious and exciting moments that you just think, boy, that's one of those I'd like to see. But all these moments, Jesus was crucified. He was resurrected the third day. The church began to see Him pop in and out. Walk through walls. Just appear. begin to see those things. And well, the great moments those must have been, but all of those moments led to the most important moment of all. Whenever I was a young boy, the Holy Spirit convicted my heart. Showed me I was lost. And whenever I seen that I was a lost sinner, when I saw that, I didn't hesitate. And this is in no way Brother Joey bragging. This is my testimony. I hear other testimonies and I think, my goodness, I don't know what you're talking about. When I hear somebody say, well, I went 10 years not knowing the Lord and wanted to be saved and struggle with it, all I can do is just sympathize with you. I don't know what that's like. Because the Lord opened my eyes and showed me I was lost. And in my heart, I trusted Jesus. And I was saved. I don't even know what it's like to be lost for an extended period of time. But I can imagine, because I know for just a moment I was lost, and it was terrifying. It was heartbreaking. It was scary. Very, very much so. But it didn't take an hour. It didn't take a day. It didn't take a decade. I was saved immediately upon trusting Him. In fact, Brother Mike, it happened so quick, it's hard to go back and pinpoint and say that's the exact moment. Because it was just immediate, so quick. Thank God for that moment in time. Because this twinkling measure of time is not a bad thing for me. I hear people talk about it with fear. I hear people talk about it, and boy, I hope it's not today. And I hope I get to see these different things in life. And look, there's a part of me. I'm human. I'm attached to some certain things too. But I tell you what, I do not fear the Lord coming. I don't. There's some things I'd like. I'd like to see this. I'd like to see that. But if He come right now, I'm good. I'm good. Family saved. I'm good. Might not be that way in the future, you know. The Lord lets us live another 10 years. I might have a grandkid or something running around here. Then all of a sudden, my prayer's going to be, Lord, please save my grandkids. I have people that are pastor, lost. I pray for you. I want you to be saved. This could be your moment, by the way. This could be your moment right now. I'm not afraid to hear that trumpet sound. I'm not dreading my vapor vanishing away. You know, I'm not looking around trying to figure out how I can quit being old. As a part of me welcomes that. I'm glad I get to grow old. That's been the plan ever since I can remember, by the way. I thought I want to grow old. There's an alternative, and that's that you die young. I don't want that. I wanted to grow old. Now, I'm not looking to try to prevent it. This morning, I'm not going to be left behind. But if I was lost, my attitude would be a lot different. I'd want God to put this moment off a little further. But you know, the best way to take care of that is just to trust Jesus right now. Then you don't have to dread it either. And it is just that simple. What would, when you get saved, what would that moment be like? What's it going to be like? Maybe you have in your mind, there's going to be bright lights go off, the hair's going to stand up on the back of my neck. It's going to be one of those things that the earth kind of rumbles beneath my feet or something, just an earth-moving type of event. I'm going to tell you what's going to happen. When you trust Jesus, you will believe in your heart what God said. And because you believe what He said, God will save you.
Amen.
And you will know in your heart, because I believed, I get to go to heaven. That's what's going to take place. How's it going to feel? Look, you talk to a dozen different people, they can tell you about the feelings they experience. But none of those feelings would ever come if they didn't first believe with all of their heart that they're saved because of Jesus. If the Lord come back right now, this would be the moment. What would it be like for you? You going or staying? Are you saved? Are you lost? You plan on going to heaven? Are you going to heaven? Not just planning on it. A lot of people making plans, but the road to hell is paved with good intentions. Are you saved? Are you going to spend eternity with the Lord? Wherever the Lord is, that's where we'll be. So, well, we're going to be in heaven. There's a portion of time we're going to spend on this earth. I'm thankful for that. That's familiar. Heaven is not familiar to me. And so it's hard for me to get super excited thinking about, you know, something I'm not familiar with. I look in the Bible and I think, wow, there's some awesome stuff. A golden city and streets of gold and pearly gates and lions and lambs beside each other and all that. That's going to be awesome. Wow. But there's going to be a time we get to spend on this earth without the devil, by the way. What a moment that'll be. What a span of time that'll be. But for right now, if you're lost, if the Lord come back right now, you're looking at outer darkness, hell, lake of fire. Will you trust Jesus this morning? It really is as simple as you know you're a sinner. Turn to the Lord, put your faith in Jesus. You'll say, last for a second.